This recording, Kentucky 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I grew up in South Louisville. I lived there up until the time, well, where I grew up, I lived up until the time I was 20. It was a working class neighborhood. When I was growing up, most of the mothers were stay-at-home mothers. So you knew all the, they all knew each other. I knew all the kids growing up. It was blue collar, you know, so, you know, there's not like a big, you know, bunch of executives or anybody around. It wasn't like that. I think the dialect in South Louisville differs from other parts of the East End because of the South End is a family community, whereas a lot of the people that live in other parts of the city, I think, you know, come from other places and, like, they're more professionals. And I think most of the people that live in the South End have been there a long time. Their family has been there. Whereas, you know, people that come from other places are just not usually going to gravitate towards the South End. There were a lot of Catholic families on our street. I know I was jealous growing up. All the girls would have First Communion. And I didn't have First Communion because I went to the Methodist church down the street. So I was kind of jealous about that. I went to Iroquois High School, which is on down Taylor Boulevard. Where I live now really isn't that far from it. I grew up very close to Churchill Downs, which a lot of people would think that's cool, but I look at Derby Day as a day where you were kind of stuck. You couldn't go anywhere because of all the traffic. And my husband growing up, he always went to the Derby, and he never saw the side of it that I did. I mean, they'd get on the expressway, they'd go in the downs, they'd park, they had their great box seats right on the rail, would watch the Derby and go home. So I know that when we first started dating, we'd go over my mother's house Derby Eve, and we'd watch all the traffic going up and down Taylor Boulevard, and it fascinated him. I mean, he would sit there with his mouth hanging open because he never saw that part of it. He didn't know how wild it was. I mean, he just couldn't get over all the people. And, you know, so, you know, he saw a different side of it, you know, than what I saw. You know, a lot of people, you know, look down on the South End, but it's very unfortunate. I mean, you can get beautiful homes in the South End. I think the cost of living it's the same, but you can get a house comparable to a house out in the East End for less money. I'm close to work. I mean, it's very handy for me.